From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump declared Tuesday, quote, there is blame on both sides, end quote, for the deadly violence last weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, appearing once again to equate the actions of white supremacist groups and those protesting them.
I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either. And if you reported it accurately, you would say.
The president's comment effectively wiped away the more conventional statement he delivered at the White House a day earlier when he branded members of the KKK neo-Nazis and white supremacists who take part in violence as, quote, criminal and thugs, end quote. His remarks were welcomed by former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke, who wrote on Twitter, quote, thank you, President Trump, for your honesty and courage to tell the truth, end quote. However, Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii said on Twitter, quote, as a Jew, and as an American, as a human, words cannot express my disgust and disappointment. This is not my president, end quote. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the United States believes diplomacy deserves a chance to resolve the current tension on the Korean Peninsula.
Kim Jong-un, we would like to have talks with him when the time is right, when they show that they are serious.
Nauert cited North Korea's two nuclear tests last year, the two ICBM tests in July, as evidence that North Korea is not serious at this time. The Israeli Foreign Ministry says it has delivered thousands of meals to Sierra Leone as the West African country recovers from a deadly mudslide. The nation of Israel is also planning on sending medical aid. Authorities have said more than 300 people have died. This is VOA News.